Immigrant Voices, documenting the undocumented.
Hello, my name is Blair, and I am a dreamer. Being a dreamer, I know everyone must know this already and must be tired of the same old, wow, it's really hard to be a dreamer. It's really hard to come up. What else is new? It seems that even though everyone has heard so many stories, it doesn't matter. Injustices keep on happening. Terrible things that people wouldn't think of themselves doing are things that they don't even notice that they are doing. For example, I had a friend, American-born, green-eyed, beautiful white skin, tell me, "You are so lucky because you only took out a small loan. I have so many loans." I was so surprised. I was like, "I'm lucky? I wasn't allowed to take out more loans. I had to look at my parents and tell them, I'm sorry, I need more. I need $3,000 out of pocket to study and to achieve the same goals that a lot of my American-born classmates just have." I didn't tell my friend anything. I just looked at her and smiled. I knew she didn't realize what she just said. There's so many times that so many people are talking about studying abroad and just opportunities that they have. And they look at me and they ask me, "Well, would you ever do it?" I smile and I tell them, "I would if I could. Trust me, I would if I could." And that's the thing about us. We have so much potential. We have so much energy to give and so much amazing things that we want to do for this country. Because despite being reminded every day that it's not ours, here's where we have grown up. So I'm sorry to say that it kind of is ours as well. It really does feel horrible that these opportunities like studying abroad are something that we cannot take. But we make the best out of it. We try to just take the opportunities that we have. So I really am thankful for the DACA program, and I wouldn't like to see it go anywhere. I would really like for everyone who can just take a vote or can help with petitions or whatever it is that can come along their way to help this continue. It gives hope. It gives opportunity to those that don't have it. It is just some helpful steps that can be taken. I know that perhaps it's such a hard thing to ask sometimes, because like I said earlier, it's a constant reminder that this isn't our country. But we were brought here from such a young age that we don't know anything else but America. And despite a lot of the issues and a lot of the terrible things that do happen in this country, it is home. Home to all the immigrants, all the Americans, and all the future generations that would walk here. So I please ask to lend a helping hand, because we are here at a university studying to someday lend you a helping hand with our careers. Thank you.
Immigrant Voices is a Flobo production from Arcata, California. For more, search for us on NPR One.